Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, Hudsonville, Illinois, and Crescent City, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
It's 8:50, time for our pre-opening commodity market report with AM580's Agricultural Director and Illinois Public Media's Director of Ag Information, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that retail sales have risen by the largest amount in 4 months in May, as a rebound in demand at auto dealerships and gas stations helped to offset continued weakness at department stores. Retail sales increased by 0.5% last month, in line with expectations. It was the largest increase since sales surged by 1.7% in January, following 6 straight declines. USDA released its export sales report this morning for the week ending June 4th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 12.8. Corn this year, 28.1. Next year, 5.9. Soybeans this year, 2.2. Next year, 10.3. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 88.26. It's up 89 points. The NASDAQ, 18.73, up 20. The S&P 500 at 948, and it is up 9.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Today is the first day and last day of our June online and on-air pledge drive. Illinois Public Media wants to hear from 250 people today who value our radio service and find it important providing information that makes a difference in your business and how you view and think about your community and the world and being entertained and being a part of the conversation that enriches our lives. Imagine for a moment what it would be like if there was not an agricultural service. There would be no market updates. There would be no market and cash grain analysis. No phone service, no Ag e-newsletter, no Outlook meetings, no podcast and downloadable MP3 files, no all-day Ag Outlook meeting. If you value our agricultural service, now is the time to say yes, that it has made a difference for me, and call in with your pledge of support. Your $100 contribution will not only keep great agricultural information coming to you, but it will provide seed money for development of even more agricultural information that matters and new ways to get that information to you. Make a difference at 217-244-9455 with your financial contribution and partner with agriculture.
That's right.
Joining us in the studio is station manager Jay Pierce. And Jay, why should they be ringing our bell?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Dave. Because yesterday morning at 7:30, the ending stocks report came out. And you know where it was? It was sitting in the inbox of people who subscribe to our Ag email newsletter. It was on our website, willag.org. And throughout the day yesterday, you heard Paul Cooley and Sue Martin put it into perspective, tell you what it all means besides the numbers. That's the kind of service that you support when you make your $40, $60, your $100 contribution, your $120 contribution to WILL. It's an ag service that continues to grow at a time when others have been going away, shrinking. Who knows what the future of it is on other stations? And I'm not going to worry about that. I'm worried about ours. I'm worried about a service that serves a definite part of our audience that supports it and comes to our Outlook meetings and calls in and lets us know during pledge drives that this is a valuable service to them. It's an important part of their life and their planning. We had Mary Cummings call in this morning, somebody from St. Joseph. I got to ring the bell a couple of times. And when you call in, 244-9455, that's area code 217, or you log on to willpledge.org, you know, we're going to thank you in the biggest way we can, not only, you know, with a personal thank you on the air and a ringing of the bell, but also a pledge to you, a pledge right back to you that the more money that you contribute and put into this service, the more we will be able to do for you in the coming year. What are we going to do in fiscal year 10 that starts July 1st? Well, you play a big part in determining that with your contribution right now. How about a $100 contribution on your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express right now? 217-244-9455, willpledge.org. And now here's some of what you're helping to make possible.
And what you help to make possible when you call 217-244-9455 is great agricultural weather. Joining us in the studio now to give us the latest on the agricultural forecasts and growing areas weather is our very own AM 580's Mike Soli. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And it is a pleasure. It's a challenge to get the latest and most comprehensive information out there. But and again, not always bringing good news, but at least we are bringing you news that prepares you for what's coming up. And we haven't had too much good news to talk about lately, but it does look like the continued precession of storms that has brought excessive moisture to a good portion of the corn and soybean areas is starting to taper off somewhat. There are indications that warm-up will start to stretch from the southwestern U.S. into the central plains, and eventually, sometime by the middle of next week, we will start to get into a warmer air mass. And the weather pattern, which has been generally quite cool across the northern tier states and into, well, as close by as the I-80 corridor, which seems to have been hit hard repeatedly this late spring, early summer with storms and heavy rain, well, that's going to start to not totally dry out, but the indications are that the rain frequency will start to diminish somewhat, and the intensity of the rain should start to slow down. And that's probably welcome news, although, again, it's maybe a little late in some areas as far as corn. Soybeans still need to go in. And, again, there will be some opportunities, not in the short term. I mean, we've had rain totals. If you listened a little earlier, heard up to a 6-inch rain total, 6-plus inches in the Valparaiso, Indiana area. Quite a few locations in between an inch and a half and up to 3 inches of rain in just the last 24 hours. And over the next 24 hours, again, we do expect to see precipitation that will be excessive, especially in portions of the eastern Corn Belt and in through, all the way from the eastern Ohio River Valley all the way through the mid-Atlantic states. And there's a slight chance that northeastern Texas and southern Oklahoma starting to stretch into southwestern Arkansas and northwestern Louisiana. Those are other areas that in the short term are under the gun for a little bit of excessive rainfall that could cause some localized flooding. Again, the forecast is a little wetter for early next week, and then we start to see some changes over the next 2 weeks. The Midwest starting to look a little bit warmer. The rounds of showers and thunderstorms over the next 10 days still maintaining a favorable environment for those crops in the ground. Late planting will be continued to see interruptions across the area. And again, a period of drier weather started is expected to evolve across the area. In about the next 10 days, soil moisture obviously adequate to support summer crop development as long as periods of drier weather are not prolonged across the region, and it doesn't look like we will see any persistent dryness. Again, we'll get away from the conveyor belt storms, but as we get into the warmer weather, we'll start to see those pop-up thunderstorms that could bring some scattered showers across the region. And again, across Illinois, Indiana, over the next week to 10 days, temperatures will still be near and in some areas a little bit below average. Beyond that, it does look like we will start to warm up and start to turn off the frequent precipitation as the expectations are for above normal temperatures, especially across the southern third, southern half of Illinois and Indiana, and precipitation. While in the Ohio River Valley in southwestern Illinois, it may still be slightly above average over the next 2 weeks, it does start to taper off from the excessive rainfall. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, July wheat in Kansas City opened at 649.5, up 1.5. Last trade up 7.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 5.96.5, up a half. Last trade up 5.75. July corn opened at 4.37.25, up 1.5. Last trade up 3.75. December 4.59, up 1. Last trade up 3.5. July beans opened at 12.49.25, up 3.25. Last trade up 14. November 10.78, down 1.75. Last trade up 5.25. July soybean meal opened at 4.13.80, up 40. Last trade up $5. July soybean oil opened at 38.68, up 7. Last trade up 29. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
What will the trade make of today's export sales report in light of yesterday's WASD numbers? It seems to me any reduction in old crop beans is positive.
Any reduction in old crop beans?
For the carryout, toward the carryout.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically indicating that there is some rationing that's taken place. We saw the same thing last week. I think that that'll show up in the spreads more so than in the flat price because, you know, when you look at 110 million bushels, you're basically down to about 2 weeks' worth of usage on beans. So that's going to keep everybody a little bit on the bold upside. I think it's going to be interesting in beans to see how we react when we get up in the gap area that we formed last September on the, I believe it's the 3rd of September.
1266.
Exactly. And I think it fills the gap at 1278. So it could be very interesting how we trade at that level. I think you're starting to run out of gas just because of the cancellations, and we're starting to see the crush get pulled back just a little bit as beans get a little bit tighter. I think we're getting to a level that we're going to start to struggle to get beans to push up. But in saying so, we've had 6 days in a row where we've set new highs for the move.
Now that we have that report behind us, we'll begin to focus ahead on the end of the month plannings report. And I guess also the trade in corn will discuss whether demand is a little bit too rich or not.
Yeah, I think the stocks and all positions is going to be very interesting to look at on beans to see who's got the beans that are left. We think that they're mostly tied up in farmer tight hands that we're going to be tough to try and get a hold of. So that'll be interesting. My feeling is that the bean acres are going higher. I actually lean towards close to 80 million acres of beans being seeded here because of the wet east and to some extent because of the way the ratios were working out as we moved into the planting season. I tend to think corn's going to lose a million acres. So I've got a kind of a feel that the bean market's going to start to take a back seat and the corn market's going to take somewhat of the leadership. But we got to get corn through this 450 mark on the July.
Yeah, is the trader already thinking about these levels with a million acre reduction?
I think there's a lot of people thinking we're going to see some reduction, but I talked to somebody yesterday, and they don't think there'll be any reduction at all because they think we had enough increase in the west to offset anything that's decreased in the east. I tend to disagree with them, but that's their thought.
All right. Give us your prices today then, please.
I think corn actually gets fired up today. We had decent export sales numbers. I look for corn to be 3 to 5 higher as we get started here this morning. And I think as we move through tomorrow, we'll be challenging that 450 mark again. And I tend to think the next time we get up there, we'll push through it. Beans, I think, are going to get up somewhere in line with where they closed that up last night, up 10 cents or so. And then I tend to think they'll struggle a little bit here and not be able to really push through that gap area. The wheat market was up overnight as we moved back below $6 yesterday. I look for it to open in line with the overnight up 5 cents. But wheat, again, we've got harvest coming close to us. I tend to think wheat's a sell on any rallies.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, alongside a station manager, Jay Pearson. Jay, there's one thing that I know, that people value the things in their life that they use mm-hmm. and have need for. And we hope that our agricultural service is one of those things that people value.
The outlooks, the weather, the analysis, the straight numbers, whatever it is about our ag service, the podcasts, the telephone portal, the web page, the on-air services. Call us now at 217-244-9455 and let us know how much you value them. Peter Lynn, Jim Farron, Rosemary Nolan, Nancy Blake, these are all people who have called in the last year. Oh, and Charles Collinson in Champaign. We want to keep ringing that bell today. It's my, you know, funny little way here of acknowledging those who have called in to make this programming possible for you. Have you done so for yourself? Call now, 217-244-9455. Make a $100 contribution to WILL's Ag programming. And in fiscal year 2010, Dave, that starts on July 1st, we'll be able to say, and you'll be able to say to yourself, you know, you made this possible. You'll be able to go, I helped make this possible. It's a service that I use. I know thousands of others use it. And I am proud to be able to say that, you know, I made that phone call. I logged on to willpledge.org, and I helped make it happen. You can do that right now.
And thanks in advance for your generosity.
Absolutely.
You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.